We are now in the days of El. In the days of El, it says that in the days of El is Meir Hashem, Yor Hashem Pani V'Lachod, Hashem shines his Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim on the Yidden. Hashem reveals that Hashem is willing to give Rachamim to everybody. The whole 30 days of El is a very opportune time because it is a time that Hashem is Meir Yud Gimel Rachamim.
Yeah, the whole story comes a lot of like
though. So after like a month.
In a way, okay. So I'll start. We can merge it back in. We're now in Chedesh El. Chedesh El. We're talking about having betachon and aksiv and chasimatei. That's what we're talking about. So we learned here. Kala Kemach, he writes that an apostle betach b'Hashem v'asei toiv. Trust in Hashem so you can do good. Trust in Hashem so you can do the mitzvahs. In order to do the mitzvahs, in order to save Hashem, you have to have those things Hashem has to give you: money, yizun, shidduch, whatever you need to serve Hashem. So that's why he said, betach b'Hashem v'asei toiv. First, not to say asei toiv betach b'Hashem. It doesn't say first do a mitzvah and then have betach, because that would be a reward for your asei toiv. He's saying, betach b'Hashem, in order that you should have the help you need in order to serve Hashem, you should trust Hashem to give you what you need. So that's why we can go into Yom Tov. We go into Rosh Hashanah with this ha-mahalach. What's a mahalach? The pasuk can tell him that I'm going to trust Hashem to give me what I'm asking him. I'm asking for ksiv chasim table shan table musukah because I want to serve Hashem. And this ties in very much. He's walked in. So we are chedesh el. What's the difference chedesh el and let's say Hashem yom kippur? Tassis mishu. So it says that in chedesh el the word el has the lashatavis anil doidi v'doidi, meaning el is I first have to go to Hashem and then Hashem comes to me. Means El starts out, I accept Hashem as being my king. I'm a Kabbalah, but in English it means Makabbalah and El Malchus Shemayim. Simple. You're accepting the yoke of heaven on yourself. That's it. Make Gavshi a king. And then comes the Rishon Yom Kippur, which also you tell Hashem to be your king. So what's the difference between the two? So the answer is like this. If you're in a marshal, physical marshal, a king, they actually want Hashem to be a king. A king is in a palace. In the palace, when the king is in this palace, not everybody can get in there. You have to be a special person. You can only get in at certain times. You can't ever go see the king. When you get into the king's palace, the whole matzav of the palace is the king reveals himself in a very powerful, wondrous way, and impresses upon the person the majesty of the king. But when a person walks in the king's palace, he's actually urged, well, look, I want to be a servant to the king. Look at the powerful king. I can be a servant. I can be working. I can serve him and connect with him. That's how I want to be, because look at this power, right? The same king, before he gets into the palace, he comes to the field, before he goes into the city, right? So how does it work? The king comes before he goes to the city, he's in the field. And all the people come out of the city to greet him, right? So it's the same king. There, the king is not in his whole majesty. He, maybe not even his clothes are not as the same as he's sitting in Hichma Chusi with the crown and everything he has. In other words, the king is not impressing anybody as outside in the field as he's impressing inside, right? However, the major thing is, and when the king is in the field, then the king, that everybody can go and greet him. Unlike in the palace, you have to be. In order to meet the king in the palace, you have to be a special person. You have to own certain times. Right? And when the king's in the field, everybody comes to greet him, and he receives everybody. And when you come to greet him, what are you greeting him? You're greeting him as my king. So you come to the king, you make him a king, and you can ask him what you need. So that's what it means. In Ruchnis, it means the same thing. In Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Hashem is opening up himself and revealing his majesty. And that's why everybody, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is feels a certain closeness to Hashem. They want to get to the Truva, the Marshal Yom Kippur. Daily, Hashem is revealing himself. It's like me. But how do you get into be able to be in the king's palace? First, you have to meet the king outside when he comes to the field. You have to greet him. But there, that's why the whole month of Elul is not Yom Tov. It's a regular month. In other words, the king, it's no Yom Tov like Shabbos and Yom Tov, where Shabbos Yom Tov are days where there's special Kedusha coming in. So it's a regular week. But the king, but Dafkei Chedesh El is Hashem Yisrachim is Meir. But it's of course Hashem wants us to wake. We should wake on ourselves up. We should go. We should make the move. We should make the move and go to be Makav Malchum. So now you can understand it. That means there's the same king in the palace at Hashem Kippur. It's the same king now. Elamai, now we have to work on ourselves to one Makav Malchum Shemaim. Not Hashem is not impressing us. In the sense of Tshuva, our days where Hashem is helping us. But here Hashem is there. He's available. But we have to warn her. Make it happen, right? So what? So what? From the whole thing, what I bring up the whole conversation Ani lo deidi. The chedesh of Elul is a chedesh of achana to mat, achana to Rosh Yom Kippur. In other words, when we go out in the field on Rosh Hashanah and Elul, and we're mekabel el malch shemayim and Elul, what we're doing, we're making ourselves now the chesubi am. We're making ourselves now worthy to go into the palace with the king and have both. Okay. So since we're in the month of Elul, since the month of Elul. So what's our job the whole month of Elul? Is day by day, to think about what happened to us last year, how we want to see the next year. Do tshuva, meaning if you have to do tshuva, do tshuva. But the main thing is kabbalas el malch shemayim. I want Hashem to be my king. Right? Now, we spoke about it last year. I'll say it again. There's a big difference between a king and a dictator. There's melucha and there's memshal. Right? There's Hashem as he's a melech and Hashem as he's a moish. Hashem as a melech means we have to receive him as a melech. Let's accept him as a melech. A melech works for the nation. A melech is there to help the nation. A moshal is moshal b'yat kif. Like, so we don't want machosav akil mashallah. There's mashallah and there's melech. So we want to accept Hashem as a king because then he's our king. A king is there to help his nation, to help the nation, to protect them and to feed them and do everything he needs. So in Chedesh Elul, our job is to accept Hashem as a king. And that's where B'tochen comes in. If we start, remember we started, remember, look, open the safe for a second. Look at what he says in Shara B'tochen, the first page. Amar HaMachaber, Shara Rabi, is the fourth Shara. It's the Shara B'tochen. And it's about B'tochen and the Eibishter alone. Amar HaMachaber, the Machaber here is also Rabbein Vachim, Rabbein Vachim. B'nei Shekodem HaMareinu B'chiv K'mos HaVeh Eskim. Because we spoke about before, Mamash about the Chiyuv of Kabbalah Sabbath Sadakim. The third Shire, in Sefer Chiyuv Salvav, the third Shire talks about the importance or the need to be Makabal al Mach Shemaim, to be Nevad Hashem. So that's what Cheshal is. Cheshal is the Kabbalah Sadakim Mach Shemaim. The Mailer Isi, the Havi Achrav, I see fitting to bring Eftu's Mashu, Tzorach Yasim, the Kolat Varim. What is the most important thing about everything that Eftu's Kim is about? What's the most important thing for an Nevad Hashem? To trust your master to give everything to serve him. And this really puts the whole thing of B'tochen in the right frame, because a lot of people, how do I know I can trust Hashem? Maybe I don't need it, maybe here, maybe there. But if a person starts asking, I need it, I have to serve Hashem. And the story I just said to you before about this doctor, he needs to have his license in order to serve Hashem, right? So how did he start it? How did he start his tefillah? He started tefillah, Hashem, I want to serve. In order to serve you, and this is what I need. So you want me to trust you to give what I need to serve you. So now you can have the Tachan Hashem will give it to you because the most important
why,
thing. Huh?
Why do you like the
important? I was saying the story before. What happened was there was a doctor that he got involved they charged him with something. He got into jail for a year. And because it was something felony, whatever, so now he was in danger of losing his license. And they told him that he's going to lose his license, but that's how he's going to lose his license. And it happened 2 weeks ago. He called me up. He told me he didn't lose his license. I said, the Abishah made the judge give him his license. And his lawyer was telling him, the same rain falls from top to bottom and grass goes from top to bottom up. You lose your license. That's what happened. And he is a yid. And yeah, I'm disgusted. He needs his license. If he needs a license, I need to be a doctor. But you need your license to serve Hashem.
Why? What was the reason he needs a license?
He has to make money.
Okay, so why do you have to? Why do you have to? Like, that's what I would think.
Okay. So this is a common.
Well, he actually tried to get a job, other jobs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he couldn't get it.
He was nervous that he's not going to have his license, so he did look into other things to try to get parnasa, but it wasn't.
Well, Hashem gives you, Hashem gives you something. Your job is to protect it. Your job, somebody's trying to take it away from you. You say, I'll take it, I'll get something else. It's not the way it's supposed to work. Your job is to protect what Hashem gave you, so you can use it. So, because you own it, you have to, for example, on Shabbos, you're allowed to do certain things. It's not like I said, a meichin for after Shabbos, because Hashem gave you something. Why are you lacking it on Shabbos?
Everything. Why
should you not? It's just like Shabbos came in. Because Hashem gives you something. Hashem gave him a license to be a doctor. That was his sibah to make money. Then he couldn't be a doctor, he was in jail. And then he came out also not a doctor. He was trying to do sibahs. This way, that way, and it wasn't working actually in his story. He couldn't find. He could be a street cleaner, but he's not making
it.
He
is right.
Yeah. 100%. So here's the point. Once you realize that this is the shtadlus, this is the siva Hashem wants you to do, then you have to have betochen Hashem will give you success in it. You can't say, okay, this one, not this one, something else. Hashem wants you to identify what your siva is, and you do it. When you're doing something, you have to ask Hashem for atzlacha. What you're doing? Why are you doing it? Right? Makes sense. Now, if in fact you didn't have atzlacha, then you realize Hashem wants you to change the siva.
How far do you go?
Yeah, but whatever. There's every single person comes in that direction. But that's the point. So around this whole thought, I brought this kadakemach this week. And this is very clearly how we're supposed to go into Rosh Hashanah with a bitachon that Hashem will give us a ksirchus in the table. How do we go about it? We go about it that, okay, we had a good year. We did a lot of mitzvahs last year. Asay teiv. And therefore, now I come to Hashem. I want to have a better year, and more mitzvahs, and I have a bitachon, you'll give me a good year also. Or we say, bitach b'Hashem v'asay teiv. I'm going to trust Hashem to give me a good year because asay teiv, I want to do the mitzvah. So that's what he says inside in Ka'ehem. That's what he's saying over the Kadakamach. B'tach b'Hashem v'asei teiv. Trust in Hashem. That's the pasuk. The pasuk in Tehillim Mamzayin Gimel says, B'tach b'Hashem v'asei teiv. Trust in Hashem and do good. Shchon eretz le'emunah. Dwell in the land and pasture emunah. Dov the Melech olav ha'sholem bo la'haskir la'hazir al midas ha'b'tachon t'chilu. Dov the Melech is teaching you first have b'tach. V'achakech ala ma'isa teiv. And then if to is ma'isa teiv. This is a very... fundamental mahalache leidiya shabitochen hazeh. This bitochen that we are having, who she yiftacha adam boy, lasis mitzvaysa. The bitochen is, I have bitochen that I'll be able to do your mitzvahs. I have bitochen that I do mitzvahs, right? V'yitun le'achonis v'tochlem, and the Eibishter will give you those achonis that you need. So when you go and you ask Hashem for a good year, you want to have every person ask him that thing at that stage in life, what they need, they want Hashem to give them. Whether it be in monetary, in health, in this paper, setting up a family, and everything, whatever it is. So you're trusting Hashem to give it to you because I say te, because this is the ma'is ha'teh you want to do. Like, diya shabbatach nasa u'shiyitav adam bay lasa mitzvah yisav. There's mitzvahs of yitav le'achonish u'tzachlam, and Hashem should give you the achonish in order to be able to do it. Because if you don't have, if you're missing the ability, how are you going to do it? Because if he would have said, I say teiv, the person could easily have said, I say teiv, first do the mitzvah, and then have the avtach Hashem. Then how your other maven, then the person would understand from the pasuk, mizek ha-betachon shehizer alav, the betachon you're thinking about, eini ela ha-laschar, it's for the reward, ha-nitzle ala ma'isa teiv, that's given to him for his ma'isa teiv. I say teiv, v'tach Hashem, what does it sound like? I say teiv means first, I say teiv, do mitzvah, now you do the mitzvah. It's chad the mitzvah, b'tach Hashem, to give you what you're asking for. V'lei l'afak, but it doesn't mean you have b'tach of afak, that Hashem will give you the need you have as manas hachanesav and the preparation of the chana shem siba l'maisa teiv, which is the cause of the maisa teiv. V'lachin omar, it's amazing in blue, v'lachin omar t'chile b'tach b'Hashem. That's why David Nachman's first b'tach b'Hashem. Kleima. She'yi l'cha oizer b'seimech, trust in the Eibishter that he will help you and he'll say, Mechel, be your support, v'yafu l'cha achanes, and Hashem will give you the achanes, those preparations that you need, v'ashatucha l'asis ha'mais ha'teiv, which you'll be able to do ma'is ha'teiv, v'lakach, higdim tziva, v'tochon l'tziva ha'mais ha'teiv. And that's why Taktiv, the Mechel says, first have v'tochon, and then ma'is ha'teiv, because what he's saying is, I'm b'teich Hashem to do the mitzvah, and I'm trusting Hashem to give me that what I need to do the mitzvah. So being it, we said tonight, betachon aksivah simateva, very, 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 very simple, straightforward. Betachon aksivah simateva means when we are asking for Eibishter aksivah simateva, and we're connecting with Torah mitzvahs, we're saying we have to do ma'is ha'teiv. So trusting Hashem to give me aksivah simateva to do ma'is ha'teiv. So then you have, then that's the way you're supposed to be doing it. And Hashem taking it to you, and that's what the Mechel tells us: betach b'Hashem v'asei teiv. Now, before he gets to the next thing, we still have to do the hashtadlis. But he jumps off. Again, he's going to explain this. And this is going to generate a lot of conversation. So, Shim Hayin Mefarshim, look at this. There's another little piece over here that he wants to tell you. Be careful, the seven lines from the top. Shim Hayin Mefarshim, Betach Bashem, Kevetach Hazel, Schar, Maisatev. If we would say that this betachon is for the schar ma'isatev, how you say michshel gadol bevitcheni, become a michshel gadol. Let him finish his thought. Chazir oisano, as our Chazal already warned us, al tiu avod kavodem shamshen seravam laskar pras. Don't be like a servant that serves the Hashem on the condition to be mekabel a reward. Kleima, she shamshel lefonov for the reward. Ulam yivitcheni be the kabel aschad. The taka will serve him. But the betrachan is to be kavus chad miyad right away. Wash imkain atem gurnim le nafshechem le haskel lecham avnisechem. This can cause that you the avedus a person did will become remembered. Because for ain hefer is no difference between avetech boy. If somebody trusts Hashem, Hashem will give him good for the misses that he did. We had this conversation many times. As I said, we'll make a lot of conversation. That she's parallel if a person says she's parallel because he daven for the Abish that with Kavana, if a person says that I daven so good, and that's why I where's my answer? Where's my answer? It's called Ian Tfila. And what happens? Because when a person does that too much, and then what happens is that can cause, if a person is emphasizing the fact that he davened, the fact that he did, and that's why he should get it back, that could cause the kategor, the other side, the prosecutor, to say, for a second, you say, you have a schusim, but let's look in your file. Maybe you can find something that it wasn't so good. You don't want anybody looking to your file.
Let's say you say, I daven for a mass, you know, do it that
way. So if you remember, we talked about Ian Phillip means I davened, and then if I say to myself, if I got an incident, it means I davened good, and if I didn't die again, incident, I didn't daven. That's Ian Phillip. That's what it means. But the point is, if a person's mind is Phillip, if a person is saying, because I davened, because I davened so well, that's where I should get it. Gemara says that can cause that there's a remembrance of his Avedis, because there's a counter to that. The counter to doing mitzvahs is doing Avedis. If you did Avedis, now you're pushing too much of what you did to the schusim that you have.
Of course, you have to do schusim.
In other words, because it happened so well. This is like this. Let's finish the thought. The three things that remind a person's sins. The Gemara in Brachas. Ve'elohen. If a person passes by a dangerous spot, that means he's passing by a wall, the wall is leaning to fall down. You walk by it, the wall will fall on you. So you're putting yourself in a dangerous situation. So that can cause, should the wall fall or not. So right away, a person's ma'ayin in his tefillah, or may say dinah b'chaveir, somebody is a mosa. What does ma'ayin b'tefillah mean? But I'm a believer, he spells it out. He says in his heart, Sham is spelled to philosophy by Kavanah Gedela, because he says, since somebody that davens is Kavanah, Roy who she offered Hashem Shalosi. Now he's worthy for Hashem to give him his Shayla, not because he's just asking about the Shinam, he's just asking because he's doing what Hashem wants. He's saying, oh, I daven good, so that's why she gets it.
Other people ask it on a person, like they daven so much.
That's something else. Can I think you should tell the B'chayin B'Hashem? Same thing, if you tell the B'tachon Hashem, she covered his chad, and you give his chad, and you say, Maisa, and that Maisa Atev, she has to be Zarechad Vavn. If a person says, I did that mitzvah, because that mitzvah should have the salvation. 1 second. So now you're forcing a situation where you could be masked oven. You're pushing the mitzvah, so the Yitzhar can be coming and push the oven. So what's the right way to do it? Say, I did mitzvahs, Baruch Hashem. If I did a very all the truth. But I'm coming to you, Hashem, betach b'Hashem v'aseitev. That's the point he's saying. I'm not coming to Hashem saying, because aseitev, because I did mitzvahs, that's why I'm trusting, because I want to schad. I'm trusting Hashem because I want to serve him. I'm living Chedesh Shal the way I'm supposed to. Chedesh Shal is a time for Gevolos Mach Shemaim. Okay, great. I'm a Kabbal Mach Shemaim. I'm doing what Hashem wants me to do, and if I want to do, okay, Hashem. So now let me tell you what I need. You want me to know? I have to daven to you. I need to have money. I need to have gesund. I need to have the abilities to start a family. All these things I need. Then, in order, I say tev. You hear the words? Betach b'Hashem to be do I say tev. So now you can. It's exactly what he said when you're connecting. If you want to see it in the Shavuot Tachan, he says it also in Perik Shlishi. Remember, he said we talked about it, that. When you connect something to the mitzvahs, you can make big changes, right? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's exactly.
That's on page Mem Vav. Yeah, exactly. Mem Zayin actually. Look at Mem Zayin. He says the same thing. As it shows you in a different way, but he says the exact same thing. He thinks Asiba Mischadash and Mechiyav Eshkin and Yonam is a person minyanin. Asiba Chalush and Kalam Beis and Menas Shida Yichil Vasam. Okay, 1 second. I'm sorry. Mem Ches. Next page. The person tries to make earlier what Hashem wants to make later. And make later what he wants to have earlier. He wants to make more than Hashem wants to have less. Hashem wants to have less. Hashem wants to have more. When it's worldly things, he's focused on the worldly things. V'kibul tarasim. So then they make a mistake. You can't make anything fast. The changes we want to make in the world is all revolving around us connecting it with Avodas Hashem. And that's what he's saying it in the same way of the pasuk. B'tach b'Hashem, trust in Hashem. So then there can be a pushback. What's the Gates going to say? Then Aved, okay, so he's in the Truma. What are you going to say? He's not zeicher to it. When I'm asking, he's not zeicher. The Yid is now saying to Hashem, I want to serve you, and I'm trusting you make ksivah ksivah teva, so I could serve you. So he's connecting his ksivah ksivah teva in being Aved Hashem, which anyone wants to be. And that's the way you do it. So then he continues. He says, he got a little bit about if you want to prove, if you say, I say teva, and Aved Hashem, it doesn't really work well. So now it gets to go back to the pasuk. Shchon Eretz Le'emunah. You see, from the bottom of the first paragraph, you count up 2, 4, 6, the seventh line. Shchon Eretz Le'emunah. Dwell in the land, or Le'emunah. Yeimar. Afa pishani mazir choshet tivtach Hashem Yisroch. Even though I'm talking, telling you to have betochen Eibush there. Sheyafik la'achonis. The Eibush is going to give you everything you need, all the achonis you need to serve him. Right, and afterwards, you toss a ma'is ha'tev, and then you're going to be able to ma'is ha'tev with mitzvahs. Any image that aniach v'lachach, I'm not telling you that therefore drop your work. We had a discussion before. V'asakecha and your occupation, be'in panas ha'secha, then you're in panasa, legamri at all, totally. B'shal ha'ma'is ha'tev, because you want to do mitzvahs, so you're going to stop working. She'im came v'matas panas d'chye. If that's the case, what are you going to do with panas d'chye? Hashem wants a person to go and make the shtadlus. Hashem wants a person to go to work. Vakin amma, that's why the pasuk continues. Betach b'Hashem, trust in the Eibush, he'll do for you. And you're doing it for a mitzvah. So don't say, oh, mitzvahs. Okay, all day mitzvahs, no more work. Don't do that, because Shechon Eretz, vakin amma, Shechon Eretz, claim me, ima yesh, atam betach b'Shem Yisala, v'eisek teiv. You're trusting in the Eibush, you're talking doing mitzvahs, al tisrashel b'eisek ha'parnasa, don't get lazy. In the eisek ha'parnasa, v'amich yoki teiv, which is good, I should take us back. The gam is out. If you have a business and the business is going, make sure the business is going. Attend to it. Not because the business is giving you money, because that's the Hashem is giving you the bracha to that. So don't use, don't say, I say teva. Since the first day should give me, because I say teva, so I'm only going to say teva. Hashem wants us to remember why, because remember Hashem works through Sivis, and Hashem has a test operation and an anti-bait operation going on. When we go into the world and we go to work in the world, is actually a Beit Hashem going on. What's the Beit Hashem going on? Hashem is testing us in the workplace, if we're going to do the way David still wants it. In the workplace, Hashem, we show how we listen to Hashem in all different types of situations, not only situations as it is in shul. And also, because we're busy, we won't be baited. So Hashem wants us to go to work. So he says, that's a Shechon Eretz, that's a and then Rei Emunah. And it means you can't serve the ABC if you're not panasa. So therefore, Shechon Eretz, you have to protect what you have. So getting back to the license, this guy, what was going on? He has a license. They didn't take it away from him yet. If a guy doesn't have a license, right, then he has to have betachon Hashem of Shom away to get a panasa. But he has a license now. He has to now daven and fight. Daven and do have a tochan that Hashem will keep him his license, because that's a sieve Hashem and Torah gave him to be able to have. And he brought Hashem,
he doesn't have a license
now, but
he thinks that's
the
way. Also, he should.
Yeah, also, yeah, if he's going to get a license. Exactly. Once you identify, once a person identifies that this is the sieve that Hashem wants him to do, now you, well, this case is stronger because he does have it already.
Yeah.
They're trying to take it away from him. So the thriller was that Hashem, I need to have panasa, so keep it going. You know, I tell you the story. It's a very geshmak and meis. My father, Lev HaShalom, was going to Slichus one year. I heard the story once or twice from my father also, and it's full thing. And but he mentioned that time. And there was a war survivor. My father is a war survivor from Russia. And there was a war survivor from Poland, from Galicia, or from the Nazis, from Korn's Bakery. Korn's Bakery there?
Mr.
Korn. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was his name? Yidl Korn, yeah. He was less than 46 feet, right across the street from the shul we daven. And my father was going to sleep, and he meets Yidl Korn standing in the corner. If you can visualize, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning.
9 o'clock.
I'm sorry, 6 o'clock in the morning. It's like this dark, still getting lighter, but a cold breeze like now. And my father's walking to shul, and Yidl is standing vertracht. He says, Yidl, was tracht? He wanted to wake him up a little bit. You're talking about a war survivor. Who knows what he was going through his head. So Yidl turns around and sees my father, Rubashkin, Tell me, was he's davening? I just imagine the two Yidden talking. Just geschmack. Was he's davening? He wasn't talking or thinking about the war. He was thinking about he going to daven slichah. What is davening? So he says, my father, he wants to say something. Say it. So he says he heard from Falter Chanda. Falter Chanda seems, if I got it right, he was from the Belzer lineage, and either he or somebody was as a kid. As a child, was being taught by the old Belzer Rebbe. So you're talking about the greater greats, and he had him, and he asked, and he says, I heard from him that the Belzer Rebbe once asked him, as a child, the bus haste down, and the kids must have known. So I said, I remember. Davon haste had the Eberstel zol geben. You know what geben means? Give. It's all in Yiddish, okay? The Eberstel zol geben. On Davon haste had the Eberstel zol fargeben. Geben, it rhymes, right? Fargeben means forgive. And that's what he gave, he shouldn't take away.
I'm saying Yiddish.
And that's the thing he gave him, Zalnisha Meknama. Very deep. And this Mamash is saying over here. You go.
What does it mean in English?
Hashtavni means Davna Hashem to give you what you need and forgive you if you did something wrong. And that what he gave already, he shouldn't take away. So they were talking about this license thing. A Yid has to Davn to should give more. So Hashem should give him more than he needs. He should, Davn, Hashem should forgive him. He did something wrong, and Ayid should daven, and he should Hashem shouldn't take away what he gave already. You have it already. Hashem shouldn't take it away. So this is betach b'Hashem. So now that's the whole. Re'emunah, and when you work, I'm not going to go to the rest of it. But re'emunah means when you go to work, do it in a munadik way. Don't say, oh, I can go to work, so I'll work any which way I can work. I'll cheat. I'll do that. Do it in an munadik, honest way. That's the puzzle. Okay? You have a puzzle now to go. Tach b'Hashem, trust in the Eibishter. What do you trust in the Eibishter? The Eibishter will give you what you need. Lasik teiv to do mitzvahs. Right. That means you're trusting Hashem to give you a ksivich simateiva, so you should be able to do mitzvahs. And every aspect, and specifics are important. You daven, you're supposed to have specifics. You have to have in your mind what specifically is what you see right now you need to serve Hashem. So you're trusting Hashem to give it to you. Why? Because you want to serve Him. Because on Chedesh El, you're in the Kabbal El Mach Shemayim. Hashem, you're my king. And I want to do what you're telling me to do. But if to do what you tell me to do, I need to have money. I need to have health. I need to have a house. I need to have a family. I need to have a shidduch. That's what I need. So I'm going to trust you in giving it to me because I say tev because I want to serve you. You see? But doesn't mean that if that's the case, I say tev, I'm doing mitzvahs. I'm not going to work for parnasa shchon eretz. I'm going to work and do the shtabbos or emunah and emunah to go away. Good, beautiful. So now that we have that b'tach b'Hashem. Before we lose all the time we have another 10 minutes, I want to open up. I want to start Peter Gimel. Next week we're going to continue. Next week we should be back to Wednesdays. This so we say B'tach B'Hashem. What does trust mean? We still have to come back. We have to come back to understand trusting Hashem. How could we say I really really trust Hashem to give it to me? Because he says in Peter Gimel, because the first thing of trusting Hashem is to know seven. The same way in Pedic base, in order to trust a person, we have to know about the person seven things, right? That the person I'm trusting has an avah to me. The person trusting is involved in my life. The person I'm trusting can do it. The person knows how to do it. He's always doing it for me. He'll do it even if I'm not worthy of the sixth one. Only he can do it. All these seven things. So now I want to jump right back into Pedic Shlishi. How do we strengthen our betachim? Since we have now learned the betach b'Hashem v'asei teiv, we're going to trust Hashem to give us a ksiv v'chsim teiv the v'asei teiv. So how do we get this betach? How do we get that strong betachim Hashem? Is understanding the seven things how they are by Hashem. That first thing is, so it says on page Lamites, Hakdomes Hashem beveirurim v'mitos. The Hakdomes, but by beveirurim v'mitos means the beirur means. It becomes clear.
Clarity.
I mean, Tosaf becomes true to you. That's the advantage of learning. When a person learns, you know, we were asking before about different sefers. Some svarim are focused on the halachas. This is where it works. At Brah, Araya, where you find the shara b'tochem more in the sugi of because it's chevus alvavus. He says in the world of chevus alvavus, you can't force a person to have any midah of ahava yireh b'tochem. You can tell a person put on tefillin, keep Shabbos. You can say, because Maisi, you can tell what to do. But when it comes to Chavis HaLavavis, you can't tell a person what to do, right? So how does Eib say, V'haft Hashem, V'haft Hashem, V'haft Hashem? What's the answer? The Maggid answers this. And you also, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad, when you think about Hashem's oneness, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is everything, when it comes clear to you, oh, then you have Avi, because Hashem is the best thing that can be. Right? So the idea is to understand, when a person understands, then he can make that midah by himself. So we want to get a midah of betachon. We want to get a midah of trusting in Hashem. So we have to understand certain things about Hashem that now allows us, okay, so I'm going to trust Hashem to do it. Especially when he tells us to trust him. What's the first thing? He says like this. Harishen, okay, Achzman, I'm going to read the second paragraph over here. That she yamav is brought to become very clear to him as kaps hashiv and yam these things by them. But kiv hashem kaps mishlechem that we said before. When you gather these seven things and you trust, you tochon of teichalav you can trust him in perik base. Was chazchat about esi and aleim b'mashadam and miyakasav him. And I already spoke about it was from the pasuk and this like and they are like this. Harishen, the most important thing when we go now into chedishal. We started before. We started the class tonight explaining the Chedesh Shal is Yor Hashem Pana Ve'lachem. The Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim is available and revealed to everybody in Chedesh Shal. In other words, it's a time where we can be prayed a lot better because Hashem's Yud Gimel Rachmim is revealed. We have to look, we have to go get it, but it's Hashem's Rachmim is open in Chedesh Shal. And therefore, so first you have to know Shabari is Baruch Merachim and other Mason called Rachim. We have to the foundation of Betachon is to have clear in our head that Hashem is Tev Hashem Akil Rachim Kol Masa. Hashem is Rachim Tach Rachim everybody. Right. So even when we see things that you can't see Rachim, so we have to we think about it and we understand that sometimes a father will admonish a child because not because he doesn't like him because. But Hashem is merachim. Hashem is infinite, and His rachmanas on us is the biggest rachmanas that can be. Anything that's happening in our life is rachmanas. I want to speak about this. So if a person is going through a difficult in life, so difficult, and he doesn't see the rachmanas, so he sees hardships. So he says, "V'chol rachim bechemlo, sheyiyu mezalasi alof." If you see any rachmanas from anybody on the person. Kulam heim merachim yekel b'chamlosi. It's all coming from Hashem's rachmanas and Hashem's empathy. When Hashem lakonser v'nosin l'chal rachim, and Hashem writes in the Dvarim, even when you go into Golas, I'll give you rachim and v'recham to v'docha. I'll have rachmanas on you. Meaning, and when I was going through the very hard hardship of my physical prison, where you know, this year is almost the whole thing started in 2008. And it went last almost 10 years, this whole mice, until I got the to feed me. So the Rachmanis wasn't open. It was, right? So by learning this, it became clear to me. So first of all, as a Yid, I always know. And whatever's happening to me is Hashem's Rachmanis, even if it comes in a way that I can't understand it, it's all come from the time. But then I see also, in the middle of all the difficulty I was going through, a lot of people had Rachmanis on me. And my family, people got involved, people gave money. People, this Gary Apple from California, he worked 4 years, didn't never charge a dollar, a major lawyer. People gave Mamash hard earned money to help for the family. So it's a lot of rachim. So you can look at it two ways. You can look at, oh, look at this, at least I'm having a request from somebody. So he says, don't be stupid. Any rachim you're seeing from anybody that's come from the Eibush, that's you have to remember. That means, not pushing you away. For whatever reason, you're going through a hardship in the Sayyid. And the Sayyid is here for you to have that Amunah. What's Amunah? Amunah means there's only one power. How you see good and you see bad. You see sometimes tzaddikim are having a hard time and Shoyim are flourishing. Right? So your Amunah gets challenged, right? It almost looks like there's two powers in the world. So that's what you're created for. You're created, he was created to say, Shemaya, even when I see a matzah, I can't put it together. Why is Tzaddikim hurting? Why is Hashem flourishing? Why is the guy who's doing good and he's getting Sazet Sahak and the guy who's doing Bamash Arash and Murush and he's flying high? That's the test. Abraham wants to say, you think there's two Rishuyos here? There's a good and there's a bad. No, there's only one. Hashem allows this Helam, this thing, for the Yid to say, Im Kol Zeh. Even though I can't understand, my Amunah is there's only one power. And this, everything comes from Hashem. And what I'm facing here is just a wave. Hashem is saying, you still believe that Hashem is in control of everything? And you say, yes. Somebody told me a good story from Rav Weinberg. He's just like, it's a curious story. A guy comes into yeshiva and he says, He wants to come about sure what happened, right? That's like somebody pushed a cliff, Hashem came and saved you. There's nobody else.
It's like a whole setup.
Hashem came and asked Hashem, this is why. So when we see something, and that situation says, here is such a dark situation, it's almost seen Hashem is not here. I mean, so many things, right? And he said, no, Hashem is all everywhere. And even I don't understand, I firmly believe Hashem, and what do I do? And that motivates me, allows me to continue to keep Shabbos and do the mitzvahs. That means I believe Hashem is here. And then the darkness goes away. And then the Hashem starts fading. That's exactly right. The only reason we have it easier today, because we can look back 2,000 years of Golos, and we see all these Hashem that at certain points in time they told the Klakas, and then they're in the dead, and we're here. So we have a big advantage, really. You know, the guys in Hanukkah, when they would see the Greeks flourishing and they didn't get zetzed, they had to have the real emunah that, okay, David is going to help us. But we can look back, we have Purim, we have Hanukkah, we have all the Inquisition, everybody, all these guys that were after us, and they looked at that, like they're less forever, and they're gone, like in the ashes. So my point is, the side of our betochen is Hashem, Hashem, kill Rachel Machal. No matter what a person is going through in life and how hard it looks, you have to have that betochen, the emunah that Hashem is a Rachel Machal. And if there's a hardship going on, it's only because Hashem is giving you a job to bring Hashem even into the darkness. And that's the biggest rachmanis. The biggest rachmanis Hashem has on us is He makes us His people. He allows us to be an eved. You know, to be an eved of a king is a sfus. So little us, we could be eved for a king. That's the biggest rachmanis we can have. So we start, the foundation of betachon is arishin, that the Eibush does merachim, we call rachim, bigger rachmanis. Now, you want to know, you see rachmanis from here, from there, from there. Remember, all the rachmanis that people are having, that's not that people, that's the Eibishter. So two things. Don't get distracted thinking there's anybody else but the Eibishter. Don't attribute any power to anybody else that they're having rachmanis, even though, right? I remember speaking to somebody, it came out very funny. They tell us that they were trying, they had two, three children, then they were trying to get children again, and it wasn't working, so they wasn't working, so they went to the doctor to get some children. So I started laughing. So the Abish wasn't giving you children, so he went to the doctor to get children. The Abish has to give it to you, right? There's nobody else having Rachmanas on you. If you see anybody having Rachmanas on you, it's a proof that the Abish is with you. The Abish is showing you. Now, I remember, I'm with you. Abazay said, be with me, how can I take away the whole big problem that I have? Oh, that's true. The same way he's sending people to help you, yeah, I'll take away the big also. If I can't, it's like, and that's the first thing of having Betach and Hashem. We have to know that Hashem wants to do tshuva. Hashem does not want when the Russia gets hurt. Hashem wants us tshuva the v'chai. Hashem wants us to return. Hashem wants us to give us life. Hashem wants to give us a good year more than we want to take a good year. But in order to get the good year, Betach b'Hashem b'aseite. That's Hashem says. If you get a good year, first thing is you are be'eved Hashem. You decide you want to greet the king. The king is in the field. Hanila Deidi. I have to go to the Deidi. I have to go greet the king. I have to go and stop what I'm doing and say, I accept Hashem as my king. Meaning what? Hashem is my king, meaning my will follow Hashem's will. The king says something, I do. That's what it means. That's the Yisoid. So that's now that I want to be Hashem as my king. Now, the most important thing is in Shabbat. And he's saying over here, B'tach B'Hashem, now trust the king to give you what you need to be able to serve. And that's where you can walk into Yom Tov. And now we're going to learn Mishnah next week more. That David is a Harachmon. David wants us to win. You know, like we'll learn later, the Pasha that's always read before Rosh Hashanah is Atem, the Tzav, Mayim, Kochum. Hashem tells us right away, the Torah, I remember teaching you this year, that we get dressed up, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, like Yom Tov. I said, Korte, you're nervous. No, Hashem says, you have a tachon that Hashem is going to give you a good year. So wake up. I even say, why have the tshuva for? Yeah, because together with that betochen, Hashem is going to do. If I have a king, and I did something that he didn't like, I better ask for forgiveness, and Hashem will forgive. Okay, l'chaim, everybody. I'm going to share.
Thank you.
Mishnah next week, Wednesday.
9:00.
I see 8:00 is work, so 8:30 is better. I don't know. 8:30 is better. Okay, let's give me the same. 8:30, mention next. Like a bench, like Simchas.